Well, Merry Second Sunday of Christmas and Happy Epiphany. I've transferred the Feast of the Epiphany from tomorrow to today because I wanted us to celebrate it together. I know you all wanted to come out on Monday night to celebrate the feast, but wanted to make sure we could observe this important time in the church year together. I just wonder, I'm guessing that many of you have heard the gospel story about the Magi visiting the baby Jesus before, but I wonder if there was anything this time around that jumped out at you or captured your imagination. Anything in particular? And anyone who was at the Faith Forum this morning, you can say what you said earlier and it still counts. Anybody? Any brave? Yeah, Vicky. Yes, that was a great question. Why didn't Herod have his own astrologers? And we debated that for a while. And David pointed out that astrology started in Babylon, so maybe it was something that wasn't as developed at that point. We didn't know. We had so many questions, so we started to kind of do some midrash as to the backstory about a lot of these things. Anything else? Yeah. What great question. What kind of star was it? And scholars have wondered, was it a Halley's Comet? Was it two stars coming together? But something was seen that inspired these three travelers from a distant land to take a very vulnerable journey. And it was usually a very good omen if there was a bright star visible during the birth of a king. That was a good sign that boded well. This time around, you know, I just love dwelling in the word because every time I'll come to a story, including a very familiar story, something new always captures my imagination. And this time I noticed the fact that the Greek word proskuneo, translated bringing him homage or paying him homage, appears three times in this passage. Did you notice that? In the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. I had not noticed that before. And paying someone homage was usually done to a king. Someone prostrated themselves or laid down on the floor to show their total allegiance. So it's easy, for me at least, to forget how gutsy or crazy it was for the Magi to leave their country, to travel to see Jesus and pay him homage. They left the safety of their homes and the world they knew to see the newborn king of the Jews. The Magi were most likely Zoroastrian priests from Persia, present-day Iran. And the fact that our government's relationship with Iran is tenser than usual right now was not lost on me, nor the fact that there has been such a sadly fraught relationship between Israel and Iran over the years. When they finally arrived, the Magi laid on the ground before Jesus to show him their total allegiance, to also show him honor and respect. They then opened their treasure chests, offering expensive gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There is no hint in this story that the Magi were disappointed by the lack of grandeur that they encountered. Jesus was not draped in silk, and he was not living in a castle. They came to Jesus with great expectations, and they paid him homage despite his ordinary circumstances. Perhaps they were able to see the extraordinary in the ordinary. I imagine that when many of us look for God, we look for something extraordinary or spectacular. We look for something like elaborate July 4th firework displays. And yet the beauty of Jesus' birth, which we celebrate at Christmas, and the ways he made himself known to others, which we highlight during the 6 weeks following the Feast of the Epiphany, affirm that God comes to us in the ordinary. While I love a beautiful cathedral as much as anyone else and hunger for a powerful vision from God that can't be denied, God most often speaks to me in simple, ordinary ways when I am listened to deeply by another person, when someone makes himself or herself vulnerable, when I experience love in the midst of discouragement or suffering. Today's gospel story is also powerful because it involves an encounter between strangers separated by geography, country, customs, faith, and education. Through this ordinary baby, God brings people together from every nation, culture, and race. People close to God and alienated from God. People who think they have it all together and people who know they are wounded. Rich and poor, black and white, liberal and conservative. God continually works to bring people from every background into relationship with God and others who are different from them. In our day and age, this is a critical and challenging mission. God also desires to bless all nations, and according to the biblical books Genesis and Isaiah, God chooses to do this through Israel. Not because Israel was anything special, but because Israel was ordinary and even insignificant. Israel's mission to the world is an extension of Abram and Sarai's covenant with God when they agreed to be blessed in order to be a blessing to others. In today's Old Testament lesson, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah to a dispirited people trying to rebuild their community as they return from exile in Babylon. The time for despair is over. God is about to act. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. This was an audacious claim spoken when the Persian Empire was ascendant. The Magi symbolized the nations and the Gentiles coming to worship Israel's Messiah. Through Jesus, God brings new life and possibilities where there appears to be none. In Jesus, God is able to help us move past our divisions and seek reconciliation. The final element I love about this story is that it emphasizes God's mystery. Strange and unexpected experiences also draw people to God. Not just eloquent sermons or convincing theological treatises, but things like a bright star, a chance encounter, a hunger that won't go away. God is always at work in our lives and in the lives of people from other faiths and cultures, and we can never completely know what God is up to. While it's easy to fall into sentimentality at Christmas, especially because many of us love babies, the story of the Magi is clear. Jesus is a blessing not just to us, his followers, but also to people of other faiths and perspectives who seek him out. interestingly, the foreigners, those who are not Jewish here, understand the importance of Jesus' birth and want to see him. While King Herod, a Jew, is scared. Herod sees Jesus as a threat to his power and security. In this new year, let us seek and be open to God in the ordinary, as well as in what is mysterious. Let us make time and space to ponder what God might be up to in our everyday lives and in the lives of our neighbors. In the silence that follows the sermon, I want to invite you into our spiritual practice for the season of Epiphany. And that is a practice of visualizing Christ's light. So I encourage you to get comfortable, to perhaps sit up straight, and to begin to take some deep breaths. And then I invite you to visualize the light of Christ perhaps surrounding you, perhaps moving through your body as a healing light or force, or perhaps a light of cross on your forehead. And again, please continue to focus on this light during the silence. Amen.